Pickaxe.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Pickaxe.
Hello there and welcome to 0 Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we try and solve your complications. My name is Lydia and I'm joined by my good friends Harry and Raz.
Hello, boys.
I'm back again for some questions.
How are you both doing?
Yeah, you're good.
Good. I'm hyped to do some questions. We've got some good questions today.
We've got some good shit today.
We did a lot of a catch-up sesh last week.
I like the catch-up episodes. Yeah. People say they love them.
They love them. They're popular. Mm-hmm. So
it's nice to mix it up. It's fun to do some guests. I did really enjoy our one with Tom Bates went out recently.
Yes, it was really good.
That was a really fun one with Tom Bates.
I still need to listen.
Sure, check out the Tom Bates one.
Yes, definitely. Check it out.
Really enjoyed that.
He's a funny boy.
He's a funny boy. As well. He was very smart. He made us feel very stupid, so that's nice.
Maybe our smartest guest.
It's not hard. No, it's really not hard. No. All right, should we crack into a question?
Yeah, we're just going to jump straight into the questions today. I've been meaning to ask this for a while. Sorry if I've sent it twice. My question is, should I tell my girlfriend I've been enjoying using her TENS unit to stimulate my balls when she is working night shifts? If you don't know, a TENS, transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation.
Oh, is that like a massage gun?
No, it's like electric, like pulses. For like nerves and things like that.
Yeah.
Sorry, I butchered that.
Like a cow prod.
Yeah, like a big old cow prod, exactly. Unit is a small electric device designed to reduce pain by activating nerves with low amp electric current. My girlfriend uses it during her period, but some people use it for muscle pains and all sorts. But one night, she was at work and I was bored, may have been drinking, and I saw it on the table and I got curious about what it felt like. I tested it on my leg and then naturally the situation escalated to my balls.
Oh my God.
It feels great. Oh, the sensation is indescribable as the electric current zaps me into powerful orgasms. Should I tell my girlfriend about my newfound hobby or is it too weird? Is it rude to use her machine without permission? Bonus question, we all know Raz wants to explore pegging, but would any of you want to explore electric stimulation? I bet Raz would.
Was that you or him?
That's him. And considering you were literally just going, based, I think it's safe to say you would.
Raz is very interested by this subject matter.
I think that would be fun to try.
I've got to say instantly, I'm concerned about him using this product on his balls from two angles. One, just a sanitary, you know, rubbing this fucking... I'm trying to imagine what this looks like. I'm actually kind of like a defib unit.
Looked at this, I'd be like, no. But in my head, I'm like, this guy's like, this was amazing. I just feel like
his girlfriend's not going to be happy when she finds out.
Tell them and don't use other people's shit on your fucking balls. That's gross as shit.
I'm trying to imagine if my partner took something that I used...
Because obviously it's going around your stomach, right?
Yeah, if it's for the period, she'll be using it on a stomach. If I had something, say, to alleviate pain in my ankle or my knee, and then my partner was like, oh, just so you know, I've been using it on my balls to wank off and come, I would be like, dude, what the fuck? Like, that's kind of gross. Like, why didn't you tell me, like, I need to sanitize that thing? What the fuck?
I feel like it's crazy. It's a crazy thing
to say. I would be like... Like, ooh, why are you doing that?
I don't know if I'd be annoyed. I would just be gross.
I would be grossed out. Like, don't use my pain reliever to fucking zap your balls.
That part's, like, super weird, dude. Like, buy your own weird-ass pain reliever.
The second bit that I'm, like, I'm worried, like, is that even safe?
What if it is, like, literally killing all his sperm?
Like, frying your, like, fucking sperm factory.
I don't like it anymore.
It could be making you impotent.
Like, yeah, I feel like I hope there was some heavy Googling that went on before this.
Yeah, like all your swimmers might be getting electrocuted.
I don't think it's probably a good time for them.
No.
Also, I don't know. Balls doesn't really do much for me anyway.
No.
Balls isn't really
I feel like having been kicked in the balls enough as a kid, mm-hmm. that's made me very scared of any kind of like pain, torture. Yeah. Like, I'm
the
not.
The only nice thing on the balls is the mint shower gel.
That's a nice thing. I thought oh my boys god. Hated that.
I think Rav's gonna love this.
I love it.
Really? I thought that was like a oh my god, never make the mistake of doing that. It burns like hell.
No, it's good.
Are you into that?
Nice minty tingle. Oh.
I think it's nice for my balls to just not be put into painful situations. Mm. I like them not hurting.
Oh, I don't want kicked in the ball. That's horrible. Yeah. No, like
But you like them to tingle.
But you like
AKA
a car battery being hooked up.
It just happened when I was showering and I was like, oh, that felt kinda nice. Then what am I not gonna do something that feels nice?
No.
I'm a free man.
No,
that's fine. Yeah. But
I just thought that was always the thing boys men hated.
Yeah.
The shower gel up.
Yeah, personally not my favourite. Personally, like
I don't know. I like getting tattooed and shit. I like going to the dentist. Like I don't know. It's weird that I like a little bit of pain.
Yeah, I'm not. If pain is avoidable, that's like pretty cool in my book.
I like
I'm kind of like
that
nice. Should be good. Good mm-hmm. to not have pain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like it either. If I'm honest.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know if I would ever give this a go. I think it's also crazy.
Scary. Actually.
Is it? Okay. Wait. Does
I
it change
like
it?
A third degree burn on my balls or something? Oh.
Does it? I mean, Lydia, your hypothesis is right. If this wasn't to do with her period cramps, mm-hmm. if it was to do with like, if it was for I don't know her thigh muscle, mm-hmm. it was massaging that or you know something like that, would mm-hmm. it be as weird? Is it the fact that it's also for period cramps that adds like another level of weirdness or not?
No, I think it's all just weird. I think it wouldn't matter if it was for period cramps or, you know, muscle cramps in your leg or whatever. I think it's just strange.
Would it be weird if it wasn't, if it was his, not hers? So it was like, it was for massaging his thigh muscle and then he ended up putting
on
his
balls.
Oh,
and then he started using it. I would be way more okay with that.
I think that does make
fine.
It way more okay.
Like,
yeah.
as long as it's safe. And you just fucking go to town.
Like basically,
dude,
just like
mind.
Randomly coming on or near like
it's,
things
yeah,
that aren't
yeah,
yours
it's
just kind of like not
that's
okay.
Mine, and it's for my health
and my pain relief.
And you're using it on your balls. It just feels really like gross and disrespectful.
There must be some smell getting on there, like 100%.
Oh my god, there's
some stank,
some Gucci stank getting on there.
Like also, because like that electricity must like heat up, it must get warm. No. Like
yeah.
it must ruminate this like ball stank.
Oh, also,
it just doesn't. I feel like he would say if he was cleaning it afterwards.
Yeah, why aren't you mentioning, like, I make sure it's totally clean.
It just, you would say that if you were doing it.
Oh, absolutely. What if she sniffs it? She's like,
oh.
You know, why does it smell kind of funky?
Oh, no.
Oh.
I hate that.
Okay, yeah, I think if he owned it and it was using it on himself, fine. Absolutely. Yeah. Each to their own, as long as it's not hurting him. But it's the fact that it's hers that makes it.
This
weird.
Guy's saying it's taking him to the next level, though. What the fuck? What the fuck is this thing doing?
He's doing an Omega cum.
He's doing
oh
like
my
that.
God,
he's like
yeah.
fucking coming a hole in the ceiling.
Oh, it's like scary movie.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a fucking fireman's hose. Mm. Just fucking
my
Jesus. Everywhere.
Goodness gracious.
Jesus.
Oh, that's great for him. I'm really happy.
Mm. I would, because the bonus question for me. No, I would not want to explore electric stimulation. I am such an anxious person and such a like fear of health problems that I would convince myself I was going to have a heart attack and die.
Exactly the same.
Yeah, just not
even
do it.
I'm like, electricity is scary. I don't want like the burn. I just feel like, I'm intrigued by the fact that you're saying how amazing it is, but I'm like, nah. Like,
did you guys ever use, Hatfilms had these kind of like muscle exercises mm-hmm. in the office a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And they went around the office like a good fucking... Mm-hmm. 2 years or whatever, they're just constantly people putting like. If you ever tried those on, those were the worst.
Weren't they stimulating period cramps?
They were.
Is that yeah? Well, that was.
I can't remember if they were. It was a mix of that or like something like that.
Because it like hurt. The more you put it up, it was like agony. I've seen the videos of people using them. Well, I think I've seen the video of you using it.
It's not.
And you're a little baby.
I mean, you literally. You just don't have control over your body. Yeah. Like, I just like all of your muscles are tensing and untensing.
I never used that. No, I'm interested to try it though.
I feel like you should. Maybe that's a Rav's YouTube video.
I don't. Maybe.
Oh my god! Yes. Maybe.
But what if I end up doing? Like,
oh my god! No.
He's just coming.
Ah. Yeah. Oh my god!
I feel uncomfortable by any sort of like electronic kind of like massage type thing or anything, or like or the stimulation.
Yeah.
Thing. I was like, what if it just like starts frying me? Like, yeah. Over COVID, when I was still in Scotland, I bought this like. Like, you know, one of those like massage.
Oh, I got one of those. Yeah.
Oh, okay. It heats up and like the ball spin. Felt amazing, but I was also just like, this could just set on fire right
now.
It
just eats
like,
me. Whatever consumes me.
Burns. And it's like, yeah. So I think people trying anything sexual, finding that shit kind of scary.
Yeah, I don't think that kind of tech is like relaxing.
Yeah.
No, I feel like I would be very, I'd be so nervous I wouldn't be able to come. I'd be like,
I'm going to die.
You're going to fucking shock me.
Yeah. I think, the TENS unit will be so much milder than anything like the Hat films. It will be like just little things, I think. Because I know people that do use them for pain and they do work. So I think I'd be fine using them on my legs. But the idea of shoving it elsewhere, it just don't seem right.
I'm sorry, that doesn't feel right to me.
I think you just
so the question is, I guess, what does he do from this situation? He's got this newfound sexual desire. Does he does he keep it a secret? Does he buy his own one so that he doesn't stop using hers? And then what if she discovers it?
No, I got it. Wait for it to be a storm. Cover his balls in some kind of metal, go outside into an open field by a tree and spread his legs open whilst nude.
And die. And fucking
and
die.
Have the ultimate.
He's the final. Ultimate the final cum. Orgasm.
Yeah. Yeah. Wrap your pee-pee.
Yes. Fucking,
oh my God.
There we go.
The power of a lightning bolt hitting your balls would obliterate you.
It would be the ultimate orgasm.
Yeah.
What a way to go.
Jesus. What a way
what
to go.
What a way to go.
Yeah. White just... streak goes up. The down white streak
I just
imagine
like, boom, you know,
it's a reverse lightning bolt come.
Lightning flashes, fade to black, and then just fade back and just like all these policemen standing around. This fucking just like charred corpse of a man with just this big metal fucking foil dick. Just like, well, Governor, I don't know what was happened here, but it seems a man's been struck by a lightning cock.
Freak accident.
Freak accident, this one. I don't know who's responsible.
No, but seriously.
I don't know if you can ever tell your girlfriend this.
I think you can. I think you can tell
her. I mean, physically, you can tell her. I don't think it's going to go well.
Okay, no, it's not going to go well.
If I were you, I would be a bit sneaky about it. I would say, hey, this sounds kind of crazy, but you know that machine?
You know Brian from work? He was telling me.
Yeah, he was telling me, actually. It's well good. But like, could we try it on me? Like, what does it feel like? And if she's like, oh my God, no, that's gross.
Yeah.
Then you know you're never allowed to touch it again. and you take that secret to your grave and that's it. And if she's like, oh yeah, sure. And you're like, whoa, this is amazing.
And you're like, whoa, no, there, wrong place.
No, up a bit. There we go. And then maybe you could be like, wow, I really like this. Maybe I'll get one for myself. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you were going to be like, oh, I accidentally sat on it. It turned on and my balls were on it and I came really hard. I can't help it that I came
naked.
Really hard.
I slipped and fell on it. Split the splits whilst I was naked.
The trouble with that option, and I do enjoy that option, is it just potentially removes him from this sexual desire forever. Mm. And I can just imagine him as an old man just kind of rubbing his knees. Oh, I remember the day I used the TENS machine. Like,
that's true, actually. Out of interest, how expensive are TENS machines?
Yeah,
I have no idea.
100 quid a cum? Like, what happens? Like, how fucking...
to cum.
Like, is this fucking expensive?
But I'm like, why is it making him cum harder? Is it like... Is it stimulating his prostate or something?
Yeah,
some
it
shit?
Must be like making like his muscles squeeze around there.
Yeah.
It seems to depend. You can get ones which are like 20 quid. You can get ones which are 50 quid. You get ones which are over 100. So it depends. She might have a cheap one. She might have an expensive one. I thought they were going to be more expensive than that, actually.
Ralph just took his phone out, added Amazon to buy it.
Boom.
Ooh, I'll have that.
Electricity too scary.
Right to my basket.
Out of interest.
Is it safe for your balls?
That's what I'm going to Google.
Yeah.
Incognito.
In incognito mode. Don't need the partner knowing about these
about
Googles.
My secret TENS machine. On board.
I'm going to say it's probably fine, but I just feel like it's worrisome for sperm.
Oh, you... can and it people use it for
what?
Yeah, because to help for chronic testicular pain.
Wow.
Can I use TENS on my balls? Our recommendation is to place one small electrode on the perineum.
Sorry, what?
The
on the pirouette.
It's your butthole. The bit around your bumhole.
Am I saying it right?
I think.
So wait, he's putting it on his butt.
Is it the surface area between the anus and your scrotum?
Oh, the gooch. Yeah.
They found that stimulation from a TENS unit on penises was more effective in managing erectile dysfunction than exercise. Dude, you can put this wherever the fuck you want.
This thing's crazy. This is a fucking crazy.
Oh my God. You can use it if you can't get your dick up. You can use it if your balls hurt.
What the fuck?
You can use it if you want to fucking get off.
I think now you have a whole medical argument that she can't ever argue back on. You can say, my balls were really hurting.
Owie.
owie, my bully. And I did a Google, and the Google top result, you just lie, top result, TENS machine.
Oh my gosh.
I tried it, and look, I'm not going to lie.
I'm just picturing like putting a shock pad on each ball, putting one on
I just still think of them as defibs.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Clear.
And then what? Do you just sit there like, yes.
Yeah.
This is great. I'm coming.
Oh. I have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
What does stimming mean?
Stimming.
This subreddit is called eStim, and someone says stimming balls, any tips?
So stimming is like stimulating.
So, yeah. Okay.
So stimming, I know it as like I thought it was like an ADHD orts
term. Oh, you stim.
Like doing things to like stimulate yourself. But like maybe there's like a sexual meaning for it as well.
I think I'm going to go into the subreddit. A place to ask questions about erotic electrostimulation for beginners and advanced players.
Well, thank God for beginners, because we're
I didn't even know this was a thing.
I mean, I knew people did electric stuff, but I didn't know. I always imagined it was like car battery to the fucking nipples and then they die.
It happens
at like a trailer park and like.
Yeah, like I get the third degree burns.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's lots of people talking about it. Loads of people in the subreddit do it.
Okay, wait. Is it like 5 people, Lydia? How popular is the subreddit?
Well, okay. Well, first of all, I just have to say this before I click away from it and forget it. Oh my God, I use a snug fitting thong when I use it to keep the pads in place.
Because
the pads move around.
A dude or a lady?
This is a dude.
That's lovely.
They're using
it on, I'm not judging, that's lovely.
It's on the balls.
I just needed to clarify just that for my mental imagery. Wait, do ladies put it on their nuns?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Their nuns.
That's some shit my gran would say.
Someone says... I've had much luck with an acrylic ball crusher and some copper tape to form my own electrodes.
That's how you like.
Wowie.
That's the Lightning Man. That's how you become the Lightning Man.
That's how you blow your dick up.
This man is the car battery man I was talking about.
I hate this.
This eStim subreddit has 20,000 members.
Wow.
So it's not just like some.
No, it's not some smooth shit.
A couple of hundred people in
it. I like that you put your phone away like that was one for later.
it
was such like a sneaky way to just like under the table, like no one knows. It's Lydia's secret now.
I just have to clarify, I have to keep it on my lap because I'm expecting a call. That wasn't some like weird my little secret.
That's crazy.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. 4 different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season or arc has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
I'm intrigued and terrified.
Yeah, that scares me. Excuse me.
It seems like it's a thing you guys should try because 20,000 people can't be wrong.
I'm just really for clarification, if you want to get interested in this, please go and find some good resources. Don't just shove a wire in a mains.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Like, you will die. Don't put finger in toaster. Like any of these like fun ways to like stimulate yourself.
Penis in toaster.
Booze in sandwich maker. No. Like.
I don't know. It just feels so weird to me. I can't picture it. Like, I can't imagine me.
Only
like,
one way to find out.
I think it feels like a very much a thing for like self satisfaction, but not like you're getting in the mood with your partner and you're like,
let me get the fucking,
I am the shock master and I love to zap people.
Let me get the fucking shocking, like dealing with wires and, you know, turning it, plug it in. Like, trying, like, fucking beefing my tits off. Like, trying, like, just feels unsexy. Yeah. Wires aren't sexy. Buttons and turn this on, like,
I don't know. There's something about Volgan and Metal Gear Solid 2.
Oh, I was actually thinking. Yeah. Can you
explain
hot.
The reference?
Metal Gear Solid 3, rather. Volgan, big, massive Chad McMuscle army man. Mm. And he's got like these like red gloves that you like hold bullets in. They're like, electrically charged. And like, there's one where he like punches someone in the gut.
And they come.
And then like well, he shocks them. And I was like,
But isn't there something, there's like a sexy bit in it where
I think it's a bit. I think it's a bit fucked because I think he does it to Eva.
Oh, right. Yeah. I can't really remember. I just remember there's just so many weird erotic things in that game. Yeah,
but
which...
also I'm kind of like, Vulcan.
Maybe he had the right idea.
Maybe he knew what he was doing.
I guess people that we have to share, you know, if people have more experiences with this, we need more information. We need more experiences. Have people tried it? You know, have you tried the Lightning Man strap? It's a one-time strat, so... Have you heard about the Lightning Man strat? Has it worked? Did they survive?
Oh, my God, if they survived, my life has changed. This is the only way I can come now.
No!
I've become a storm chaser.
For fuck's sake.
Also, the guy that sent this in, consider accidentally stumbling upon that Reddit and showing it to your girlfriend.
I mean, like, we should try it as
a joke.
We should
try this.
Yeah.
Mm. This sounds hot.
It's a good idea.
This sounds really... No, it sounds funny.
Funny.
It's not hot. This is not sex. This isn't going to make me come.
No.
This is funny. No. Oh, my Lord! Oh, my Lord! I'm a lightning man! That's who has to shout.
He's like, I'm the lightning man.
I'm the lightning man. It's like he's becoming a superhero.
I love that. The superhero origin origin story.
Maybe he has like a cool like lycra outfit.
Yes. And they do role play.
You're just dressed up as Thor.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Oh my God.
It is sexy. Yeah. I can't deny it.
Zap my hammer.
Zap my hammer.
Zap my hammer. Wow.
Are you worthy of yielding Mjolnir?
Oh, God. He's just like zapping his dick. Then she grabs it and she's like electrocuted. Insane. Fuck insane. Wonderful. Well, good luck with that.
Mm-hmm.
You dirty, dirty pervert.
You filthy, filthy man.
Jesus Christ. Hi, 0 Degrees. So in the second episode that featured Tom, Rav's talked about his problem regarding hemorrhoids. For fuck's sake! Rav's talked about his problem regarding hemorrhoids. It was brought up lightheartedly, and at one point when I said, you're very open. There are going to be viewers out there with their own hemorrhoids. Rav sees you. I listened to this episode just a couple of days after finally deciding to seek medical relief for my own anal pains, which had been plaguing me for several weeks before I finally built up the courage to acknowledge that something was wrong. That lighthearted conversation made me laugh so much and genuinely made me feel so much less miserable and ashamed of my plight. It made me feel normal and reassured me that this can happen to anyone. This leads to my question. What's something that you wholeheartedly wish we as a society would be more open about? We've come pretty far regarding menstruation and AFAB hygiene?
Assigned female at birth hygiene.
Oh, assigned female at hygiene. Okay.
Nice.
But I really wish we'd do the same with every other bodily function. It's dangerous to treat things so natural as taboo, especially when it comes to medical ailments. Similarly, I just adore how sex positive this podcast is, even to someone who is, by choice, not sexually active in the slightest.
Mm.
I look forward to hearing your thoughts. Let's get people talking. Love what you guys do.
Aww.
Thank you. Message. I took to clarify, I only laughed about when you said something about
sex positive.
Anal thing, because I was drinking my drink at the same time and it sort of just, I don't know, made me...
At the end of the day, we're children and laugh at poo, and bum, fart, cum, anal.
It is weird. This podcast has become very sexually charged over the years of doing it.
But we weren't very sex positive about electrocuting your balls.
No.
So.
No. Or furries, apparently.
Or furries.
Well, it's because these are like new things to us. What the fuck is what's going on there, you know?
Yeah, and I like discovering them through the lens of the listeners. Like, I think it's fun. Mm. It's fun to not shock my balls, but instead have the viewers shock their balls and tell me about it.
Yeah,
I think it's a great relationship. Yeah. I'm very happy with my balls not being shocked.
Same.
Yeah.
My balls.
No, I think it is. What's something that we feel like we need to break the final frontier on?
Yeah. Oh,
there's many things.
There's a lot of things
that are still.
I think we talk about sex quite openly here, more openly than probably in public.
Oh yeah, we are very open with sex stuff, but not even I think we would talk about sex fairly like.
But isn't like I think as a friendship group I mean as a community I guess of people. I don't know. I guess some people are that open. I don't know. I think we are pretty open.
I would say.
And I don't know if society is that open.
My therapist thinks I'm too open.
Oh my god,
your therapist literally said you are too open.
That's kind of. Can they say that?
I know.
Dude, you're telling me too much. You're too open.
Did they say it as a good thing or a bad thing?
I think they were just like, they were like, but have you tried being more sheltered? If you expose yourself to the world so much, like, have you tried figuring out who you are when you're not as sheltered?
Yeah, I see.
You're making yourself vulnerable by being.
I'm making myself more vulnerable, but I'm just like, kind of like it. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
No, I think being open's good. And I mean that vulnerability. it doesn't have to be a vulnerability, right? It can be that strength of,
yeah,
I know who I am, I know what I want to talk about, what I like,
yeah,
what
absolutely.
I'm into.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I don't think it's, I don't think it's a negative. I don't know what is like still taboo.
I think a lot of things are still embarrassing, which make it something that you don't talk about. Mm-hmm. Like,
I mean, menstruation is a great example.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, yeah.
Pepper is in heat right now,
well,
and has mm-hmm. been for like the last 10 days.
Mm.
My house is covered in blood.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, we fucking like took the duvet off after like 2 days, and we're like, oh my God, like our like cover sheet on top of our mattress.
Oh no.
I was like, it was just Jackson Pollock. And I was like, oh no, baby. I didn't realize, like the black sheet, you couldn't see it.
Oh,
I was like, oh my
God.
Oh no, dude.
But yeah, like, motherfucker, that's the only conversation happening in my house is like, where's the blood?
Where's
have
the
we cleaned
blood?
Up the blood? Is she bleeding right now? How is the bleeding? Like,
it does still blow my mind that half of the population every month, every 3 weeks, every 28 days, whatever your cycle is, can be in like crippling discomfort,
it's
pain.
Fucking mental.
And it's just still something that it's like, zip.
Like, and
we
also
just don't
it's
really
not
talk
free,
about.
Which is like insanely
and it's
dumb.
It's
expensive.
Not
free, which is like so fucking stupid.
Like, I actually wrote in our Dear Degrees Discord once, I think I was like, I can't come in today. This is really embarrassing, but like, I'm in pain because it's that time of the month. And I felt genuinely really embarrassed writing that. But it's like, I wanted to give an explanation. It was
I think
just
as
like,
a dude, I'm just like, I'm not burdened with this like awful pain, this awful like not this awful, but you know what I mean? I'm not burdened by this experience at all.
It can be crippling.
The least
pain
I can do is be fucking accommodating about it.
Exactly,
like,
right.
Like, that's the bare minimum I can do. And really what I should be doing is lobbying for it to be fucking free. Like, be able to deal with it. Like,
we can't stop it, we can't control
exactly.
It.
Exactly. Like, you've got no choice in the matter. How is it not like a free fucking thing?
Yeah. And
like,
you physically have to buy pads and tampons because you cannot just bleed everywhere. Like, you can't go into work, you can't leave your house, just bleed everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, you have to buy them.
No, it is crazy.
It's like
to that note, I would put like public breastfeeding is kind of
one
of the women's. I'm still like, why is there even a conversation?
Why
like,
is that a conversation?
Yeah,
why,
right.
But like, and I kind of don't know if there is a conversation, if it's only people antagonizing, like if it's only trolls, like, because I feel like I don't know anybody. Like, anyone who I know in real life who would ever have the take of women shouldn't breastfeed.
Yeah, yeah, like, who gives
a fuck?
Is it one of those like fake online arguments that isn't like they circulate an argument about it, but no real people are actually arguing about this?
Yeah, I don't know who the fucking people that be upset.
But some people, I do think, like, some people, I think, I don't know if it's like prudishness or like it's, you know, I'm sure I've seen like real life, not in my person, I've seen it, but accounts of, you know, women being like told that, you know, they've got to put their boob away because they're in public, kind of thing. And that is just insane to me. Absolutely
it's
insane.
Crazy.
You are literally feeding a baby. Like, what? It's nothing sexual about it.
No.
You're feeding a baby. It blows my mind how anyone could have an issue with that.
I think it blows my mind most when it's a lady that has a problem with it. Like, which I know sounds weird, but like, when a dude has a problem with it, I'm just like, you're just a fucking horrible sexist, misogynist, weird.
Yeah.
Like, your reasons for being a cunt, I can like rationalize quicker because I know why you're an asshole.
You're exactly. So
like,
uneducated.
Yeah, yeah, you're just such
so
a dumb
ignorant.
Ass. Like, it's easy. Whereas with a woman, I'm like, are you like,
yeah,
are you
like,
so
you
stupid?
Like,
how are you like? How are you so out of the loop?
Right.
It is absolutely crazy. Like, yeah, it blows my mind.
Was it ever illegal? I don't know enough about it. Like, was it ever like?
Yeah, I'm not clued up enough, honestly.
Like, has it just been like? Was it a faux pas?
Was it just a faux pas?
I don't know.
Public faux pas that you're not supposed to do.
That's one that's
always been. Or you have to cover yourself up.
Yeah.
Which some women will want to because that is they're
get
more comfortable.
Cold. It's like
yeah,
you know,
they don't want to have their
don't want to expose yourself.
Yeah,
but,
which is totally fine.
Yeah.
If they do want to just do it, they should be allowed and it shouldn't be a thing. But also, sorry, I'm going on such a tangent now. This isn't something that I think isn't spoken enough, but it is something that blows my mind that is still a thing. Why are there no baby changing facilities in male toilets? Like, the assumption is that only a woman would ever have a kid or a baby with
them. I agree,
yeah. Why would a dad not have the baby or the kid?
Something I have noticed, they've put the baby changing facilities in disabled toilets now.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. So,
which makes sense, there's more space in there. Like, it's not great for disabled people, but it does offer a solution.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm like, super.
Yeah, there should be in.
If anything, like, it's super not great for dads.
Yeah. Like, what's a dad supposed to do if he's got to change a baby?
Go to the ladies.
Yeah, and he's got to go to the
which
ladies.
Which was, I fundamentally think the whole toilet thing is kind of mental.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go to so many pubs nowadays that just There's one toilet and it's just cubicles. Figure it out.
There's just cubicles. Just use them. Yeah, like, which is literally fine. It's like, not an issue.
I think we've probably ranted enough about American toilet setups on this fucking podcast. Yeah. But like, once you have, when you go to Europe and you have normal toilets where cubicles shut and there's fucking no way of seeing people do whatever your business is you're doing,
the
toilet conversation like just dissipates in a second.
Go in the cubicle and don't give a fuck. Yeah. You know?
I had a weird thing actually. I was at a road stop. What's it called? Service station.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went to go use the bathroom and there were lots of women in there and a guy was coming in with his like 4-year-old daughter and the woman who worked there wouldn't let him in and he was like, well, I need to take her to the toilet and I don't want to take her into the men's toilet. And she was just like, you can't come in here. And I was like, I could hear it. I was far away and I was thinking, why not? Why can't he just go into one of the cubicles with his daughter? It's ridiculous.
What are they proposing that he's going to somehow assault a woman or something with a child? Why? Like, what are you extrapolating that he's not going to be allowed in this area for?
A little girl with him. He just wants to take her to use the toilet. Yeah. Like, it just blew. That's my mind.
Fucking weird.
Absolutely that's fucking dumb.
Bizarre.
Because, like, the thing is, in ladies' bathrooms in the UK, they are just cubicles.
Yeah.
Like, it's. But like at least in the men's bathroom, there's like an argument of we have urinals where we are literally just standing in public with our dicks out.
He doesn't want to take his daughter in there because
well, like I'm like suddenly like okay, yeah, people walking in here, I'm suddenly like oh geez, okay, my dick is like I'm gonna hide it a little bit.
It's uncomfortable for the people like, in there and the child.
But like in cubicles, motherfucker, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
like, I don't know.
But it's sorry, I'm getting wound up because it.
No, that is really annoying.
It's really just bizarre to me.
I think a lot of the bathroom discourse is pretty fucking.
Yeah,
like,
it's so fucking.
It's
stupid.
Much like the breastfeeding one. I feel like it's not. Well, you do see the very odd occasion. I feel like I don't know. Maybe I don't see it enough. But I feel like it. The reality is not that extreme.
Yeah,
at least not in the UK, not where we live.
No, I think it's definitely milder.
But then we're in
here.
Bristol, which is a pretty accepting, happy place.
Exactly. Like Bristol's got like so many fucking like, unisex toilet venues and stuff. Like, yeah,
it's super inclusive.
And so space efficiency, like, just, like it just makes more sense in your building to have a unisex toilet.
Why would you save on space?
I think it just makes more sense. I think unisex toilets to me feel like safer places to be than the divided toilets. I don't know if that, but that may not be the same experience for a lady.
The one thing I will say. If I would have a counter for this, I think it is. I would prefer it if when it is mixed, is that the cubicles are like wall to floor,
yep.
And then it's like closed and locked. The ones that have the open tops and the open bottoms,
I hate that design.
I wouldn't like that because
it's just cheap. It's just a cheap design.
Like a creepy guy could literally look over you in the toilet.
No, yeah. Boxed in cubicles.
Yeah, but as long as they're properly boxed in, and no one can like look over. Then I have no problem with that. It's totally fine.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
But I just don't know why we're not building cubicles like that. Which psychopath is like, putting holes in my toilets?
Yeah.
Like,
plus the unisex toilet graffiti banter is going to go crazy.
Oh my God, crazy. True.
And finally, we might, you know, men might be able to own the idea of going to the toilet together to have conversations in cubicles.
Yeah.
You know, we might inspire some of this, you know, social revolution of pissing and holding each other's dicks. Great times.
That's very romantic.
That's what I want to. I want to crack the glass ceiling on fucking men. Be able to go to the toilet together to have a
chat.
Yeah. Let's do it. But in terms of like the original, sorry, I've gone totally off piece there with the original question of things that is still
we've covered
taboo.
Some.
I mean, we have, yeah.
I think the question asker's being optimistic. I don't know if I'd share all of their optimism if those things are completely not taboo anymore.
Mm. No, they're definitely still. And sometimes it will always be like that because people can be just private or shy and embarrassed.
Or prudish or whatever.
Prudish
and
don't really want to talk about that.
And I think that's fine as well. People are able to not wanting to share.
Oh, yeah.
That's something that also we have to be careful of, right? As sex positivity and this openness does happen, it is fine to not share and talk about things as well.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, I think sometimes it can feel like, especially when you're like a teenager, when everyone is talking about sex and it's like,
I don't want to
fucking share all this shit.
I don't want to talk about this stuff. I mean, there's been huge strides with like mental health. And I think
mental health is probably the one that's gone the furthest.
People are so much more open, which I think is fantastic. But obviously not everyone wants to openly talk about it. Yeah. They don't feel comfortable.
Yeah,
that's
male mental health is still a bit of a taboo amongst like the general public. Yeah. But I feel like...
But I think the younger generation is better.
Oh
I think
my
it's
God,
when that even like that. God, like, I mean, the social distance we've made in like I don't know, 10 years, 15 years, feels insane.
I mean, there's still like sometimes we say like I think like you're not really supposed to say like crazy or mental and stuff like that. Like, yeah, some, yeah. Like, some of those are just like not good words to talk about, for like, sure. Mental health and stuff like that, which was like really interesting. Like hearing all those things.
It's also difficult because some people who have mental health issues own those words and they're like, yeah, well, maybe this is a word that is bad, but it is also a word that's been used against me and thus I own it now. I don't, it's so complicated.
It is.
I think all those things, you have to just try and be a good person, be nice to people, be respectful of other people's views. Like, and if you overstep, you apologize and you own it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you own it. I think one thing I've definitely noticed is the sort of the generation gap. Like my views on mental health and my knowledge of it and stuff compared to even just my parents, that sort of like 30 year gap has been such a huge, like,
where do you think most of our knowledge is? It that we, because I don't, I feel like
that's an interesting
question. I feel like there was quite a lot of school, but there wasn't tons.
Yeah,
but like, I feel like, is it just like, is it just that mental health, even just in culture, is discussed more? You know, in TV shows, you have people discussing it. Is it just that there's constant bubble of it being talked about online? Like, because I do feel like we talk and think about it way more than.
Well, there's lots of things that shape us through our lives, right? So like, is it like music we listened to when we were younger, or like, is it? Because I don't know, was the like goth slash emo phase more of a thing where people were listening to like emotional music? Has that made people a bit more in touch with their...
I don't know.
Or maybe it's TV shows, maybe it's like movies.
I think probably it's just the soft power of all of those things. Even though, even just mental health services being advertised. Do you know what I mean? Like the fact that it seems to be talked about in that level, that we passed regulations and stuff that help make it better.
Yeah.
Like the fact that there are services now that exist that you can go and...
Or, is it that noticing that there's a lack of like empathy and all that sort of things in the older generations? Like we growing up look at the adult world as being ruthless.
It does. Whenever I think about stuff like that, it does make me scared of being old and not having kept up. Do you know what I mean?
Like that's terrified of getting old and like falling behind. You know what I mean?
Like or just being like, I don't want to be old and resistant and out of touch.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Which I know is like an active thing you can try not to be, but it's also like it feels like that happens a lot.
Yeah. I want to try and stay as open as possible my entire life.
Yeah.
I'm interested in what like strategies. I guess if we have any older listeners to the Zero Degrees, let us know what things you do to like keep your not finger on the pulse, but to stay open minded as you become undoubtedly jaded and cynical and sad and tired and. You know, it's just also it's kind of exhausting. It feels keeping up with like what is current and what is going on.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I feel like you have to just like drop a ball and be like, ah, I can't keep up with this.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Give me the brain computer chip.
Yeah. Give me the Elon chip will fix it all.
Yeah.
The Elon chip will fix it all. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't know if I have an answer to this question, but it was interesting to discuss about it anyway.
Yeah, I just think, you know, just general taboos. Like, we're getting more commonly discussed.
I think what I could end on is one thing that I think should be broken down more is, like, say butt stuff, but I don't mean like that. I mean, like actually, kind of this feeds back into the original thing. Like, any problems with that, I think, is stuff that is, like, very embarrassing and not spoken about.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. When that stuff is, like, I saw a statistic by the time it's 2050, something like the highest cancer in under... 25-year-olds or under 30-year-olds or something like that will be colon rectal cancer.
Really? Wow.
Because of the diets of today, the like...
I thought you were going to say because of butt stuff.
Because of butts, because there's a lot of butt stuff.
you were about to say on the podcast, butt stuff causes cancer.
I don't know if you can say it.
I'm saying it. Don't say it.
I'm being brave.
Don't say it. It's not a brave scenario.
But yeah, it's stuff like that in terms of like how our diets changed and how all that, which I know is obviously very depressing and doom and gloom to think about, but it is also a reality, and is, I think, that would still be really embarrassing and taboo. Like, you don't talk about that private bathroom
but that's
stuff.
Also like,
but then is that just wanting to be private?
But that's also just how much do you share about your medical history?
I guess you don't just go up to someone at work and be like, oh, my bowels are fucked.
And I like what is the help of it not being like any, I guess there's like a slight difference, right, between it being taboo and on people's minds.
Yeah. That's true.
That's something that I would want to be present in people's minds that they're thinking about, but I don't feel like it has to stop being taboo. And that's not saying
it doesn't have to stop being private.
I'm like, it's fine if it's not taboo, but like, I don't think that's the problem. Is we need people to think about it and go and get it sorted.
Yeah, right.
Not like, and a symptom of that is them talking about it, like, helps them remember to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't think we're like, the start seems to be like, we need to talk about the butt stuff
every time
like,
you come in. But then don't you think if you compare it, like, I know in the Netherlands, they have those toilets where the we talked about it, the poop shelf, because they're very like open about taking care of yourself, whereas
they're fascinated with pooling.
They love it, whereas we're like, oh my god, that's so weird. Oh my god, why would you do
get
that?
It away?
Gross. So is it more that maybe as Brits we're a bit more like, ooh.
Yeah, and that takes fucking hundreds of years to change. I mean, that hasn't. That's not going to change right now. Like that's not. That is not going to be my life's mission.
Yeah,
with a quest to change Britain's poos. Like what's that? What's a Channel 4 like presenter like Gillian?
Anderson?
Like, I think she did more to talk about poo than anyone.
Oh yeah, she.
It's not Gillian Anderson. Who is it? It's Gillian.
Something like
Dr. Gillian.
I can't remember. McKeith? I know who you're talking about. Keith. Something
it was
like
a Scottish surname. Yeah. I think. Come on, one of yours.
No idea.
The poo lady.
They used to do the
not claiming.
They're like the enemas.
The enema.
They stick up the butt.
Fundamentally, the nation was just watching poo together.
Yeah, that was a weird time.
Do you remember Brainiac? They did the Brown Note episode where they had to like put out a public warning.
No.
Yeah, there was like Brainiac. You know Brainiac.
Wait, no, this is something about actually. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Brainiac. It was like what's his name, Richard Hammond.
Yep.
And
what was
the other guy called? Like, whatever. He was like British presenter.
Yeah.
It was a science show, and they did an episode where they were like, "We are going to, on British television, play the Brown Note, which is apparently supposed to make you like shit yourself." But they had to like give like a 5 minute
warning. Am I insane for wanting to listen to the Brown Note?
I'm curious.
Wait,
should I play it for 1 second?
No, my dude, what if we all shit ourselves?
But they had to, it was
I don't know, but like, these are things we have to find out.
No, I do not consent. I don't want to shit myself on stream.
This is crazy. What if I just walk around the office playing the Brown Note?
That's illegal and an act of war. And
the Brown Note is sometimes called the Brown Frequency or Brown Noise. It's hypothetical infrasonic frequency capable of causing fecal incontestine by creating acoustic resonance with the human bowel. Considered an urban myth.
Yeah.
The name is a metonym, I don't know, for common colour of human feces. Mm. Does the Brown Note really work? There is no evidence. Yeah. Okay, let's listen to it.
Yeah.
I can't risk it. I want to go to the pub after this. I can't. I don't have to change clothes.
The search for the Brown Note.
That is not the Brown Note. That is just the noise of farting and shitting.
I don't know if that was the Brown Note.
I don't think that was the Brown Note.
Maybe that's a great place to end the podcast on, actually.
That's a great place.
That might be a great place to end it.
Oh my god, you just made hundreds
I'm so
of
sorry, dear listeners. I wouldn't want to
themselves.
Keep you any longer. Run to the toilets and enjoy it.
Run.
Wow.
Oh, fuck me.
Wow, anyway. That podcast went from such extremes.
Went to electric ball torture.
Electric ball therapy.
To like serious.
It's therapy, Lydia.
Yeah, sorry.
He's not just coming.
Sorry, electric ball coming to really important topical issues about society and like health and mental health to trying to make ourselves shit ourselves.
Oh my god.
I'll have to report it didn't work on me.
I'm fine.
Lydia's fine.
Change.
Is going to have to change.
Well, I felt a shifting.
It's going to have to hold that thought because we're about to record some Am I the Assholes? So stick around if you want to see shitty Ravs answer some funny Reddit questions on Patreon.
Gonna get my asshole out.
Yay! See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.